Hey guys, welcome to episode 205. Today we're talking about wrapping up 2022, how that looks like, and what to energetically look at in order for you to let go of the things that didn't work in 2022 so that you can get into 2023 on fire. Let's dive in. Diving into three blocks entrepreneurs will suffer from when they are starting their business. I have about 15 more minutes until my next appointment, so I am squeezing this in and going into the three blocks, you guys. So the three blocks came up yesterday during my session of doing the Heal Your Money Blocks training with my clients. Such an amazing and profound moment for my clients because a lot of things came about in the conversations we were having throughout the training. And one of the things that came up were three blocks that entrepreneurs will face when they are calling in money into their lives, when they are calling in clients into their lives, and just have an easiness of growing, launching, starting, and maintaining their businesses. So let's go over these three blocks. I feel like this is very important to go over, especially this time of the year, you guys, because it is the end of the year. And I want you guys to take an honest look at the year that has passed, 2022, where in your business and even in your life, where you have had these three blocks come up for you. Okay, these three blocks are very common, and if you're not aware of these blocks, you don't know that they are actually very debilitating for you. When you are growing your business, it is going to stop the flow of abundance to you. It's also going to stop the flow of clients coming your way, and it's going to stop the flow of just the easiness of life and business when it comes to creating and manifesting what you ultimately want to come to you. I was on the toilet this morning, TMI. I actually have like a handful of books on the toilet and right behind, right when you're kind of just sitting there. And it's either I go through my phone or I pick up one of these books that I have back there. And today I decided to, okay, I know this is TMI, but the truth of the matter is that you should always be doing something really good for your mind throughout the day, and what better way to like read something small while you're on the toilet. Okay, so I picked up the book, and it's one of my very oldest books. It's called Wisdom of the Riches, something like that, by Robert Collier. So he really just more talks about law of attraction. And I opened the section in the book, and he's talking about The Witch of Bad Luck. The Witch of Bad Luck. And the beginning part of the section goes into, have you had the Witch of Bad Luck at your doorstep? And it's really more a sequence of bad luck that just happens for people. You know, next one thing that starts it is like your car breaks down. Then you overdraft on your bank fee. Then a payment goes through that you didn't want. You know, that you didn't know it was going to come through and it went through. Then you lose a client or you get fired. It's just a sequence of bad events happen. And the sequence of bad events in this book, he calls it The Witch of Bad Luck, is really a thought process. It's an energetic thought process that we are illuminating. We're exuding this really low vibration thought process that causes us to continue to have the thing that we are so upset about. So if you guys are kind of feeling that right now, I want you to know that you actually have the power to change this. You have the power to turn it around, and you have the power within you to change the vibration at which you are vibrating at, okay? Because a lot of these lower vibrational things that are happening, which are bad, which are not beneficial for you, it's not making you happy, it's causing suffer and strife in your life, is because it's all just low vibration coming from your heart chakra right here. This is like the highest vibrational point in your body, is your heart chakra. So I want you guys to check in. What are you illuminating? What are you exuding from your heart chakra? Are you exuding high vibrational energy? Are you exuding love, peace, and joy? Are you exuding possibility, creation, happiness? Or are you exuding the opposite, fear, doubt, and worry? Are you exuding, oh my God, what's gonna happen? Oh my God, this isn't that, you know, like this really like angst feeling. And if you are, I want you guys to know that you can change that, but just by just looking at your circumstances and being truly grateful for what you currently have in your life, not what you don't have in your life. Okay, so that is one tip for this opening for our live. I have about 10 minutes. I'm gonna try to go through these three blocks that entrepreneurs will suffer from when they are growing their business. Number one, you guys, is to not take action. Number one is not taking action. People who don't take action in their business is a huge block because you're on the fence. That is the energy of being on the fence. That is the energy of like one foot in, one foot out. That is the energy of, will this work? Should I give it my whole 100%? That is the energy of, I don't trust the universe. I don't trust God. I don't trust myself. So if you can identify this as yourself and this is what you do, not taking action. And not taking action can look like knowing you need to hire a coach, a service, a person, and not doing it. That is an example of not taking action. Knowing that you need to develop a skill set, but not taking the action steps to actually develop the skill set, and kind of almost just sitting and waiting around for a green light, for a sign, for something, right? And I want you guys to take a look at, how often have you done that this year? How often did you not take action this year? How often have you stopped yourself from actually investing in your business, investing in your skill set, investing in your professional and personal development, investing in the knowledge you need to actually grow and push forward your business? Where did you stop yourself? Okay. And I want to ask you guys, where did that energy come from? Did that energy come from the lack of trust in yourself? Lack of trust that you can make it happen? Lack of trust that it was a good decision? Maybe there's a belief you have that you make mistakes, okay? And Grant Cardone always says this, make the fucking mistake, because the faster you learn, the faster you can pivot. You see, these mistakes are actually needed for you to build awareness in your mind. So when you are stepping into the purpose and passion of who you are, your business, your vision of your life, you have that in your tool belt. These mistakes actually build your tool belt of things you need when you have that huge organization that you worked really hard for, when you have a team you have to manage, when you have clients that are fully like locked in your calendar. You have to be diligent about your energy. You actually need these lessons, these mistakes, that will propel you forward in your next coming chapters and phases of your life and business. So I want to ask you guys, and take a conscious and honest look at the year 2022. Where did you not take action? Where did you not take action? That is block number one. Block number two, you guys, is judging others and judging yourself in a negative way. Okay, so a part of having a mind and a brain and being alive is that you will think critically of others. It's just natural. You will think you're a little bit more superior than others. The saintliest of saints can say that they don't, but if you have a brain, you will think like, I can do that better, or why did she do it this way? I would have done it that way. It's just a part of having a brain and a mind. And my nose is running. Kind of have like a flu-ish, kind of, a little bit, but okay, so judging others, judging yourself is a block. Now, what happens when your brain takes over, your mind takes over and judges others and judges yourself? You have to understand that that is just your ego. It's not you. It's not the you that loves everyone, that is connected to everyone, that wants to support and serve the community. The ego will try to be divisive and make you seem like you're smarter and better than everybody in your mind, okay? And, you know, it is just kind of a part of creating that identity, that self-identity. But I don't want you guys to confuse this ego thought tendencies to who you really are, which is a spiritual being. We're all connected. We're all here to serve each other. We're all here to vibrate at a higher energy rate. We're all here to manifest everything we want. We're all here to really love up on each other and not really be egoic in the way we live our lives. So I want you guys to know and discern when the ego takes place and starts judging people and including yourself. You know, how you judge yourself in your business could be like, an example would be the one that I did this weekend was I was doing my business accounting for 4 months. And I'll be honest, I was judging myself for those 4 months. Like, oh my God, I still haven't gotten it done. Oh my God, another month has passed. Now I gotta do this month. Now I gotta do this next month. Now it's just booming and all of these months are happening and I haven't done my accounting. And a part of that, hey girl, how are you? A part of that, London's in the house, I see. A part of that, you guys, is really knowing that if we are able to be negative and judge ourselves, we can also understand that we are able to get really clear on, well, what do I need to do, right? So for this weekend, when I did my 4 months of accounting, okay, that took me about 4 to 5 hours to do. Hey, Mel, I hope you're well. It took me 4 to 5 months to do my accounting, okay? Or 4 or 5 hours, I'm sorry. But the point is that I judged myself all these 4 months of not doing my accounting because I'm pretty diligent on my business accounting, you know, money in, money out. I'm really clear on that and I preach that to my clients. Do you know your numbers? Yesterday when I did my Heal Your Money Blocks training with my clients, that is one of the things I asked my clients, do you guys know your numbers? None of them knew their numbers. None of them knew what was coming in and what was going out. None of them. And so the idea behind this is that we can be very hard on ourselves when we are not operating at a level we ultimately want. And that is very judgmental. There's a judgmental energy around it. There is a belittling energy. There's a berating energy. There's a critical energy. And I want you guys to know that that is just your ego trying to, number one, make sure you operate at a high level, but also number two, make you hard on yourself. So always know that anytime you're judging yourself, I want you guys to just choose love, choose the higher you versus the ego, okay? Also, the thing about your ego is that it's always gonna be there. You either subscribe to your ego or you subscribe to your intuition. Your intuition is the God you, the higher version of who you are, the one that is, it's almost like your angel, you know, the one that's like, you see a piece of trash on the floor and you're like, go pick it up. And then the more lower vibrational part of you, the ego, will say, no, it's fine. Keep going. We're late to go to that thing. You see? Always go and side with the higher vibrational part of you, the one that knows what to do that is better, right? That is more profound. Okay, that is block number two, you guys. Number one is not taking action. Number two is being judgmental and being judgmental to yourself and also to others. And then with that, I want you guys to know that the ego is there and that is where the judgment comes from, and to side with your intuition instead, okay? The last block, you guys, is competing and comparing. And this is one of the most lowest blocks ever because it can really create an illusion of having to keep up with the Joneses, competing and comparing does. You know, a part of like being a coach, I think we will think that we have to operate in a way that other coaches operate. And when we look at our timeline, we see coaches showing up, doing all these things, even dancing in their reels. Guys, I have no rhythm. You know, I can't be dancing in my reels. I'll look like a complete fool. But if I have the tendency to compete and compare, I'm gonna put the pressure on myself to be dancing in my reels, right? If that is not me, I'm gonna be looking like a doofus on reels. You know what I mean? You have to know what it is that you do well at. I am really good at articulating myself. I like talking. So I'll do lives, I'll do reels that are talking, and I might even show like a cute outfit of the day because I think like I have some cute stuff I can do, right? But the idea here is you don't have to do the thing that everyone else is doing because of the tendency of competing and comparing, okay? We will rack up credit card debt just because we feel like we need the next name brand thing to compete and compare with the friends and family we have, the coworkers we have, with the people next to us, when the truth of the matter is you can have whatever the fuck you really want and probably buy it for a really great price that you don't have to cut off an arm and a leg for. Do you know what I'm saying? So catch yourself when you are hard on yourself. Are you doing the competing and comparing thing? Because usually being hard on yourself is because you're competing and comparing with other people, okay? Always remember what I like to kind of help with the competing and comparing is to know everyone has their own journey. Everyone has their own path. You don't ever know what's happening in people's lives. You don't know what's happening on Instagram and the truth about Instagram. I see these coaches claiming 7 million things and I don't even notice that in their house. It doesn't reflect that they have just closed $7 million in revenue. They have like a rinky-dink table, right? A rinky-dink desk. But boy, they can market the shit out of whatever 7 million looks like. Now, competing and comparing can make people look a certain way. But best believe, it could be smoky mirrors, okay? Smoky mirrors, okay? And I want you guys to really understand that competing and comparing is one of the things that create divisiveness between all of us. When really all we want is the same thing. We want love, appreciation, receptiveness, people to understand us, and to be who we want to be, no matter what that looks like. That's all everybody wants. So if we're competing and comparing with each other, we're not really understanding the purpose of why we're all doing this, right? Being a coach, running our businesses, starting things that we want that is passion-driven and love-driven and community-serving-driven. And if you're competing and comparing, you guys, you have to remember, why did you do the thing that you started? Okay, why did you do it? To help people heal? Okay. Competing and comparing is not a part of that. If you're looking to help people be better in marriages, have better sex lives, have better finances, be more aware intuitively, heal their spiritual blocks, have more profound relationships around them, none of that consists of competing and comparing. So check yourself when you have the tendency to compete and compare. And the moment you're hard on yourself, I want you guys to recognize, where is that coming from? Is that just you feeling you need to compete and compare with other people? All right, so those are my three entrepreneurship blocks, you guys. If you guys found this profound, helpful, and amazing, comment below. Let me know which one is the one that was more profound for you out of those three blocks that entrepreneurs will face. Also, I have my 2023 mentorship program available, open for enrollment. Make sure you click the link below to apply. Actually, it's in the bio. If you have been watching me and been following me and you know that Maria is someone I actually really want to work with, you guys, this is the time to take action. It is the end of the year. So the better time of taking action is right now. Time is closing, okay? We have 2.5 more weeks until the end of the year. What are you guys gonna do differently to make a huge difference in what you're making in your business happen, with your clients, and even in your personal life, okay? All right, guys, that is it for me today. Have an amazing day. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.